listen up, Mighty Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games, watch baseball, create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah, welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Yep. Wait a minute. Don't you touch that dial. Don't touch that dial. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. You're asking what the show is all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And we have a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Before we get started, got to introduce to the players. But let me tell you the phone number first, because you may want to call in. Oh, yeah. Phone number 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. And let me introduce to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean really smart. Well, I can't say much. That's my wife anymore. Now she's my RN nurse. She's my doctor, my caregiver. I got a list by long about my wife. Here's my co-host, Lynn Golder, co-host.
All righty. Well, thanks for the introduction, Michael. Yep, I'm the Jill of Trades and Master of None. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Instead of Jack of All Trades, you get it? Jill of Trades and Master of None. Welcome, everybody, to the March 26th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show, a super duper show lined up for you tonight. Glad you're with us.
Oh, yeah. And right now we have two new guest co-hosts. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Two new guest co-hosts. That's right. Tonight. They've never been a guest co-host on the show before.
Two for price of one.
That's right. Two for the price of one. First, let me introduce you, since ladies go first, Debbie Downing and her husband, Grant Downing, co-hosts Debbie and Grant Downing. How you doing, folks?
We're doing great.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Doing great, Michael.
And Lynn and Chris. We haven't introduced Chris yet, but I hope he's there.
Hey, Chris.
Too. And in the studio, the only one in the studio pushing those buttons and turning those dials, making the whole thing happen. Chris Shaw, our producer, engineer, bottle washer, cook. He's everything. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, hey, hey. You already know. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Debbie, Grant, welcome to the show. Welcome to the club.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you, thank you. We're glad to have it.
Lynn, is this cool? It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, this is cool, huh, Chris? You get to meet the people that, you know, you just talk to sometimes for a minute on the phone.
Right.
They are from Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say, Chris, before I do my shout-outs, could you please do those two shout-outs I told you about?
That's my shout-out for today. My shout-out is going out to Mary from Boynton Beach, Florida, and Ross from Pompano Beach, Florida. Give me a call today, R-A-T, right now, 407-894-1680. I need some information. For whatever reason, I was in a glitch situation all last week. Everything was glitched for me last week.
Okay.
So we need the address so we can send you the gift cards.
Can I do my shout-outs?
Yeah, your shout-outs.
I only have two. Okay, well, the first one is I'd like to give a shout-out to, I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, Cheryl McNeil Fisher, who's been a guest on our show more than once. And the Blind and Beyond Radio Show would like to express our condolences to Cheryl because her sister died this week. So Cheryl, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And then I'd like to give a belated happy birthday to a longtime listener, Don Wilkerson in Ohio. Don's been listening. No, I believe he's in Ohio.
Oh, he moved to Ohio?
Yeah.
He was in Illinois. Okay.
Yeah. So Debbie, I'm stumbling over my words tonight. Debbie and Grant, do you have any shout outs?
Any shout outs?
I do. I'd like to say a big hello to Barry and Louise in New Rochelle, New York. Hal in Sun City, Florida, and everyone with the Pinellas Council of the Blind.
There you go.
And I have a shout out.
There you go.
Here's trouble. No. I'd like to shout out to Jim Warman. He's the president of the Pinellas County Chapter of the Blind. And Jim, hope you're here.
Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah, maybe he'll call in sometime. That name
he's called in before.
Oh, he called 407
894-1680.
That's 407-894-1680. It's correct. That's correct. And you have any shout outs there, Chris Shaw?
He did.
He already said it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's what
you
write?
Do you have any shout outs?
No, but you know what I was thinking about? I don't have any shout outs right now, but you know what I was thinking about? What are you going to say?
No, that's okay.
I was thinking about all the big names of, I was just thinking, all the names, women's names that had big songs. Donna, number one. Well, it was top two in the charts. Donna by a young man that died on a plane crash. Richie Valens. Mary Lou by Ricky Nelson. There was a few Mary Lou's.
Is there one for Debbie?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's a Debbie, no.
No.
Peggy's,
for Lynn.
Not for Lynn.
Peggy Sue, absolutely, by Buddy Holly.
Sheila.
Sheila, oh, Sheila, right? Always,
song,
Sheila.
Yeah. Sheila says she loves me.
Yeah.
Sherry. Baby.
Yep, yeah. Sherry. There's a lot of women's songs.
Johanna.
What?
Yeah.
Joanna.
Joanna. Yes. Yeah.
No, there was a song by Ike and Tina Turner. What was that name of that one?
Proud Mary.
Proud Mary. Yeah, Proud Mary. There you go, Mary. I'm thinking of all the women's songs. Amazing how many songs there were by
Gloria.
Gloria, listen to this. Oh my God, the doo-wop, Debbie. Woo doo doo. Debbie. You know your doo-wop.
Doo-wop Debbie.
I'm going to call her doo-wop Debbie.
Doo-wop Debbie. Okay.
Gloria.
So knows we're so glad that
if she knows Gloria, boy. She knows her doo-ops.
We're really glad that you and Grant joined us tonight as guests. Well,
we're happy to be
here. We're delighted to be here.
So what's it like over there in St. Petersburg, Florida?
Hot.
It's hot. But,
hot and humid and
sounds like
the air conditioner is going, so you know.
But you have the breeze, don't you, from the beach, from the ocean?
Well, sometimes. We're not on the beach, but we're closer to the bay.
Yeah.
We're about a mile from Tampa Bay. And yeah, we do have a little bit of a breeze, and that makes it not so unbearable, you know.
Yeah.
In the summer especially. We hear of Orlando in their mid 90s, and that's above normal for us to be over 90 in the summer. So 90 is about our average high.
I always notice that when we travel out to the doctor or wherever we're going, that it's less windy in downtown St. Pete. And as we come back here, it's always more windy. I don't know why, but you'd have to ask a meteorologist.
I think we have a caller on the line.
All right. I think we have two.
Caller on the line. I think we talk. Sheila. Oh, it's Sheila.
Yes,
it is. From College Park, Florida.
Hello, hey, Sheila.
All right, Sheila.
By Tommy Rowe. No.
Sheila, hi, how
everybody.
You doing?
I just wanted to say hi to Debbie and Grant, and of course, Chris and Lynn and Michael. Anyway,
yeah, thanks, Sheila.
I am so happy to see you guys are on the show, and you are two of my dearest friends and members, and happy to see you're here. So,
well, thank you, and you're our favorite president.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm your only president.
Well, you're even in the past, you know. So
you're a great president, Sheila.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, dear. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you for calling in.
Alrighty.
So what else, folks? Listen, folks, if you miss any part of this show or any of the other close to 400 shows now we archived, I thought it was 350. Lynn did the math.
It's 16. I forgot how many years. Oh, 8 years.
Eight years next week.
52. Yeah. A couple of hurricanes thrown in.
Yeah, it was almost 400 archive shows.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
If you miss any, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check it out in case you missed any show. What do you want? What?
Oh, no. I think we're going to go to break and come back and talk to Debbie and Grant.
Okay.
Right, Chris?
Are we ready for a break? Chris, is he there? I lost him already. Anyway, we're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We got a
we'll
lot
be
more
right back.
Up. Listen to
the we'll
Blind
be right
Radio
back.
Radio Show. Don't go away.
Right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage, The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Am I talking slow enough for you now? My wife said I was rushing and talking too fast. Am I talking slow? This is Michael. You got it? Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We have a caller on the line right now. Louise calling in from New Rochelle, New York.
Ah, great.
There you go. It must be one of Debbie's relatives. Hello.
good friends. Hi, good Louise. Friends.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi. Glad to hear from you.
Another song I thought of was Every Little Breeze Seems to Whisper Louise.
Oh, I don't know that one.
We don't know that song, Louise.
Oh, you don't know that one?
No.
It's an older one. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees, they all whisper Louise. That's some of the words, anyway.
Oh, wow.
Boy, great voice. Beautiful. We'll have to put it on the radio. We'll sign you up.
She is on
along with Doo-Wop. Along with Doo-Wop.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Wow. So what's the weather like in New Rochelle today, Louise?
It's nice out here today. It was like 61 degrees.
Oh, wow. We got 85.
Yeah, but it's going to be cold in a few days again. But it's supposed to be almost 70 in a few days and then get cold.
That's good. That's great.
So you live in New Rochelle?
Yes.
Is that near White Plains?
Yeah, not too far from White Plains, right.
That's what I thought.
I met Louise many years ago when we were going to the regional Ski for Light in Sherman, Pennsylvania. We met at the Port Authority bus terminal in New York, and we've been friends ever since.
Wow.
Right.
Where in Pennsylvania were you going?
Sherman, Pennsylvania.
Where is Sherman? I know Pennsylvania. I don't know Sherman. Yeah. Where is Sherman?
Well, it's a little town, and it's across the river from, or across a bridge anyway. I'm not quite sure what. I guess it's the Delaware. I think it is. From Deposit, New York, and not too far from Binghamton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Way up there in the stratosphere. That's right. Okay.
Right. Yes, it is. So.
Well, thank you for calling, Louise.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Louise.
Okay, have a good. I'm listening to the show. Great show. Thanks again. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, it's going to be even greater now because we would like to find out more about Debbie and Grant. Yep. Who's first?
I'm going to go first. That's what the boss said.
Okay.
So I was born in Central New Jersey, Perth Amboy, and I am blind since birth. I attended public schools all the way through high school. And I was always interested in radio, like a lot of blind kids. And my older sisters, since we were close to New York, they used to like to listen to WABC, Cousin Brucey, and Bruce Morrow, and WMCA, The Good Guys. And I liked listening to the music, but I thought that I might like to go and be a newscaster in radio. And so my friend and I, who was not blind, but we were good friends. In fact, I really didn't know any blind people when I was growing up, except for one. And that's another story. But we used to make up news stories and put them on a tape recorder. We used to pretend we were being news, we were newscasters. So when I graduated high school, I went to a community college and I majored in communications, and I did some work at the college radio station. I did a Newsweek in Review, and my mother used to drive me because it was about 20 miles away. It was in another county. And she used to sit in the car when I was in class, and she'd get the newspaper and read some articles on tape for me. And I would rewrite them for radio, and I would do my Newsweek in Review. I moved on to Glassboro State College after I got my associate degree, and that is now called Rowan University. But it was Glassboro State when I went there, and I again continued in communications and did more work at that college radio station, WGLS. I did some news there also, but I also started DJing. And as I got further and deeper into things, I realized that it may be a little bit too difficult as a totally blind person to get a job in news. It wasn't just a matter of reading. You had to go out and get the stories. You know, it was a lot of work. And at that time, I found out about a Braille embosser that could be connected to the teletype machine. Yes, we used teletype machines back then. And you could rip off the news and read it in Braille. But that machine was several thousand dollars. And this is all before the Americans with Disabilities Act. So after I graduated, I started looking for work, and it took me about a year, but I did find a job as a disc jockey at a little radio station in Northwest Jersey called WCRV in Washington Borough, New Jersey, Warren County. And it wasn't easy, but I did it for about 5 years, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. I did do some news there. And in fact, I have a funny story. At the end of the day, I was typing up some news stories for the morning and trying to save money. So I was using construction paper and I typed a story on a black sheet of paper.
Oh, geez.
But anyway, I did get the Commission for the Blind in New Jersey to purchase some equipment for me. I did have the embosser that was connected to the teletype machine, and I did use that for information like this day in history, whose birthday was today, and things like that, because I had a shift from usually from 10 to 2. And at that time, they called it adult contemporary music, and that's pretty much what I played. And I was on there from 1982 to 1987. And unfortunately, there was a change in ownership, and that's when things really started to not go so well. And the station eventually went bankrupt. And
I was going to ask you if the station is still in existence, but
no, it changed its call letters, and unfortunately was bought by a couple of folks who really knew nothing about it. I tried again looking for work in radio, and you would think that after I did it for 5 years, I wouldn't have such a hard time, but I did. And it was the blindness thing all over again. So I decided to do something else, and I did get a job with the county, with Warren County, so I didn't have to move, and I didn't have to go back home, which I really didn't want to do. I was out on my own, and I didn't want to, you know, go back and live with mom and dad, although that option was there if I had to. And I got a job with the Public Health Nursing Agency and did, of all things, medical transcription. So instead of putting headphones on so I can talk to the listeners, I had headphones on to listen to the nurses dictating their notes from visiting the patients in their homes. And that was a big learning curve because I knew nothing about it. And I had a medical speller in Braille, but I never really learned medical terminology such as, and again, I typed some pretty funny things. Like they said that the patient had cabbage times two. I thought that was cabbage, C-A-B-B-A-G-E, but it was C-A-B-G for cardio, artery bypass graft.
Oh my God.
Something like that. But eventually technology kind of took over and the nurses were no longer dictating. They were writing everything out on tablets. So they found another position for me. I became the director of disability services for Warren County, mostly doing intake and referral, information and referral. And I was there for about 12 years. And then 2001 came and we had four storms of over 18 inches each. And I was starting to have some health issues. I had an old seeing eye dog. And I had, when I walked to work, I had to cross, they weren't really big highways, but they call them State Highway 31 and 57. And they used to pile the snow up on these islands, these traffic islands that I would use to wait to cross the next part of the intersection. And that was getting hard to do. And after four storms of that magnitude, I said, I don't think I want to stay here any longer. So I had some friends that had moved to Florida and gotten jobs here. And so I started looking into that. And in 2001, I moved here. And after a few months, I got a job with, can I say it, Michael? Or do you want me to just
say it? No, you can say it.
With Freedom Scientific, the maker of jaws. But, you know, I'll tell you, that was the best job I ever had in terms of salary and so forth. So, but that's my story pretty much.
So now you're going to pass the baton to Grant.
Mr. Grant.
That's right.
All right.
Well, hello,
everything was
everybody.
Nice until you mentioned Freedom Scientific.
Well, I was going to say it another way, but. You know,
hey,
it is what it is, right?
Well, yep. I've had an interesting career, I guess. I've done a lot of different things. One thing a counselor for the blind told me when I was starting out was that if you really want a good job, you're going to have to move. Well, I definitely lived up to that.
Were you born blind? To interrupt you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yes. You didn't say that.
Okay. Yep. I was born in El Paso, Texas. And yes, you can take the boy out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of the boy. So pardon me, but I sound like a Texan. My first work experience was part-time in radio, playing soft rock on an FM station in El Paso on the weekends. And that was when I was in high school. I always wanted to be in radio. Ever since I was a young kid, I always wanted to be. So when I went to college, I was devastated by my professor who informed me that a blind person couldn't make it in radio. And I was devastated, but he said, you know, you can take my class and you can go through it. And that was the communications department. I had several classes I had to take. And, you know, he said, we'll see what happens, but you'll never make it in radio. Well, with that good news, I went ahead and took my courses and I managed to get a part-time internship at one of the key radio stations in town. And he was shocked that I got it. I got it and it was fun and I enjoyed it. I was a DJ but as an intern has it usually, they're usually part-time positions. They're not a full-time position. But I was delighted because I was behind the board like Chris is. And it was fun. And, you know, doing production to me was fun. It was a kick. Well, I got out of college and I stayed there for a while. But I learned that they were only going to hire me part-time. And that was a disappointment, but life has to move on. And I also learned through several experiences that for a person to make it, you got to make some money in life. You can't just do what your dream is. You have to make money to live on. So I took a vending stand for a period of time. Well, I learned quickly that wasn't my cup of tea. So an opportunity opened up with Social Security Administration. And I took a job as a service representative and then did claims work after that. And that I did in New Orleans, Louisiana. And I did that from 1977, April 25th, to 1988. The climate was hard. The New Orleans climate was hard on me. I had a hard time living there, so I had to do something. And so I moved back to my hometown, El Paso, Texas, and I took over the radio reading service of the El Paso Lighthouse for the Blind, which was truly an experience because I had to build that up basically almost from ground zero. In case you don't know what a radio reading service is, across the country, there are agencies that have radio reading services that focus on newspapers and other materials that are not available. And remember, this was back in the 70s and 80s when we didn't have access to the internet. And so, you know, radio reading services were very popular. Ours was. We broadcast both in English and in Spanish. We did the English newspapers and Spanish newspapers. Later on, I became executive director of the agency. And then in 1999, I moved here to go to work for Freedom Scientific. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
There you go. Now, it's funny. I'll tell you something. You both want to be on radio. And with me, that was the least thing in my mind, being on the radio. That's funny.
Right. Well, a lot of blind people, when they're blind from birth, seem to want to be DJs or be on radio. And I think it's because it's something that we feel that we can do. It's the sighted people that don't think we can do it.
Well, that's true.
Yep. That is true.
See, the difference is I was lucky. And I have to admit that because I was introduced to a man. I'll call my mentor. He hired me on day one when I went for a job for a sales position. And from there, it all started being on the radio. But I started as a salesman. And he hired me because of my mouth.
And on just quick
was
comment.
That, as I remember, was that Carl by chance?
That's yes. Correct.
And a yep. quick yep. comment, Grant, next Sunday on our anniversary show, we're going to play the original commercial that Michael did, the very first one.
For
the
oh, wow. cool.
It's cool. what put me on the radio.
Yeah.
And I made one commercial for them. I asked what happened was I sold the restaurant. And he always, every time I sold somebody, he always took the read and did it through other people or himself or his son or other people there in the studio. This time I said, can I do it myself? He said, you sure you can do it yourself? I said, I'm sure. So I did it. And with that, he said, you know.
Wow.
We're going you to can make a lot few spots.
Yeah, you'll hear a few spots, but yeah. That one spot I did mm-hmm. for them.
That's a surprise. You don't have
yeah, to. I'm not going to say now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, don't forget, I can't read Braille. Everything I do is memory.
Yeah.
So that's he hired me on the spot because of my mouth. And when I did that commercial, that opened the door to other things that I want to do later on the radio station. And that brought me to radio. But what you said, 100% true. That is the reason why. To this day, we have to pay airtime. We pay all the airtime, all the radio stations we're on. Any station I've ever been on, when we had Blind and Beyond, when we had Blind Matters, we had 11 radio stations. We had to pay.
We remember that.
We had to pay every one of those.
Blind and Beyond.
That was the first time I heard y'all.
Yep, we started listening with Blind Matters.
Was on Blind Matters.
Yep. And we had to pay every one of those stations because they didn't believe in Blind radio, and they didn't blame. And this to this day, it's a radio show. The same thing when we talk about getting advertisers. A lot of advertisers say, "Why would I want to advertise on a radio show?" Well, because
they'll
of blind.
Come on for free.
They would come on for free. Everybody who's blind, who's selling to the blind, think they should come on the radio show free. Oh, we should come on free. I said, "Well, if you come on free, then the show is broke, and we're off the mm-hmm. air."
That's
as
right.
As you understand, we need money to operate because Chris Shaw, as much as I love him, he wants to get paid. Right, Chris? You want to get paid. And
his kids want to eat.
And his kids want to eat. Yeah. And they want to get paid. And the point is, when you're on radio, you have to understand what it goes by. I learned a long time ago. If I was going to be on the radio, I had to do the selling. Because most people don't understand, most disc jockeys, unless you have a top 10 show in a city, you have to get your own commercials. If you get your commercials, you make money. Otherwise, you're paying you by the hour. So,
we're going to break.
Don't go away. Right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Beyond Radio Show. I'm Debbie Downey, and my husband Grant Downey is with
I'm
me
here.
We're your guests, co-hosts for this evening's show. And if you'd like to give us a call, the phone number is 407-894-1680. And I think it's time for trivia, isn't it?
You notice Lynn? He said zero.
I remember that from last week. So
yeah, zero.
Debbie, I'm giving you a choice. Would you like to take Eugene from Clearwater and then do the trivia, or do the trivia and then while you're waiting?
We'll talk to Eugene.
Of course.
Eugene's on the line calling in from, what's his, Pinellas Clearwater. County.
Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Okay. Eugene, you're on.
Hey, Eugene.
Hey, Eugene.
I don't know if I know Debbie or Grant, do I?
I hope so.
We've even been in your home.
Yeah. Quite a few days.
Yeah, they get to come over. If there's a hurricane coming, they get to come over and stay.
Yep.
How you doing, Chris?
Chris?
He went out for lunch.
Yeah, I guess he did.
I think Chris is doing all right. We're doing fine, too, especially since you called, Eugene.
Yep.
You made our day.
I just want to let you know I'm listening.
Very good.
Good. Thank you for
Glad
calling.
You are.
Thanks for calling
Thanks
in,
so
Eugene.
Much.
Okay.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm just not catching everything. I was on the phone line. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, hi, Chris.
Hey, Eugene. How you doing?
All right. Hanging in there.
Good. I just had another call coming in. I apologize.
Okay. So that was Eugene from Clearwater. Thanks for calling in, Eugene.
Debbie's trivia now.
Right now, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Debbie, you're up.
All right. This song came out during the disco era, 1979, And we want some first-time callers calling first. That's who we'll take first if we have them, hopefully. And this song was one of my favorites. And we want to know who's singing the song. And the number to call again is 407-894-1680. And if you guess correctly, you'll win yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. So please, who is singing this song? Chris?
Chris?
Oh, I don't want to sing it.
Well, no, it's playing. Oh.
We don't hear it.
We don't hear it.
We don't hear it. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. First time callers, first. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant. Oh, I was so surprised and shocked that I wondered too. If I chance you heard it for yourself. I never told the soldiers how. All right, you think that's enough, Michael? They should have it by
now.
That's
enough. That's enough.
Okay. Yeah. I used to blast that in my dorm room.
All right, so who's calling in? 407-894-1680. Otherwise, known as 407-894-18. What is it? 1680.
I had to be careful because the station I worked for was 1580.
Debbie, would you mind if I'm going to do a little something. One of our listeners, Christine Bells from Jupiter, Florida, she sent me something last night because she thought Michael would like it. I don't know if he's diabetic, but it's really cute. It's a S'mores trail mix, and it's really cinchy, and I wanted to read it to the audience, okay?
Go for it.
All right. So the ingredients are only, let's see, one, two, three. Golden Grahams cereal, mini marshmallows, and chocolate chips. And she said you could just, you know, those cupcake paper liner thingies? Mm-hmm. You could do one of two things. You could fill the cupcake papers halfway with Golden Grahams cereal, then add the marshmallows and cover the cereal, and then sprinkle the chocolate chips on top, and that's it. Or you could put it all in a Ziploc bag and just smush it all together. I think I would probably eat it that way.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Just go to the supermarket, buy Golden Grahams cereal, mini marshmallows, and chocolate chips, and put it in a Ziploc bag, shake it up, and a nice snack.
Yeah, she told us about something else, which we tried ourselves. Oh, it was delicious. Yeah. She likes tuna fish with relish, and we tried it. It was delicious.
Oh.
But we didn't
tuna
use
fish with relish.
But yes, she used sweet relish, and I got.
We used dill relish.
Dill pickle relish. It was really good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
On a bagel. Right. It was so good.
Thanks, Christine. Are you
calling in yet?
Yeah.
Anybody calling in, Chris?
Probably.
I hope so.
Yeah.
No, it's not that hard.
Hey, Grant, you have a good memory. Grant, you have a good memory about my mentor, Carl. It was very interesting that you knew that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I've been listening to you since the Blind Matters days. So,
But you remembered his name. It was very interesting, Carl.
Yeah.
We were on the Big 8.
That was you were on the biz at that time.
Big 810.
Well, in Orlando was WEUS, the Big 810. And
now it's the number one radio station in Orlando because it's Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But it's still 810. It's still 810 on the dial, but it's the number one radio station.
WBZW. Wasn't that another one?
No.
That was Salem Communication.
Right. But that's where we used to listen to it on sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to climb 22 steps to get to the studio up top.
And WTAN.
We were all still on Tampa. At that time, we were on Tampa, though, radio too. We were. Station. I forgot the station. We're out of Tampa.
WTAN.
WTA.
You're right. Right.
Yeah. We're out of
Tampa.
Clearwater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had that station.
Right, we've got some callers. Let's get down to business here.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
We have Hal from Sun City, Sun City Center, Florida.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's our buddy Mal. He's the one that introduced us to WTAN in the show. Yeah.
Okay,
and he's one of the good guys.
We have Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
Oh, Robert from Valley Forge. So who's first?
Well, the first one is a new caller, Hal from Sun City. But we should say hello to Robert.
We have to say hello to Robert.
Don't let
Robert hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up, Robert.
So Hal's first. Okay. Is Hal first?
Yes. Well, Chris wrote it first, so I assume he's first.
Okay.
Well, I got Sherry, Sheila, Hal, Robert in that order.
So who's first?
Oh, yeah.
Of the new callers. Of the new callers.
But I think Hal will be our first new caller because that doesn't ring a bell. Is Sun City, Florida really a place?
Put him on.
Put him on. Yeah, let's talk to him.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm here. Yes, Sun City Center.
Hey,
Hi,
Hal.
Hey. Hey. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you doing? How about you?
Good. I'm hearing a bit of a. Well, I hope you can hear me. It sounds a little distorted on my end for some reason. I wanted to call in and say hello to you guys because Michael, I used to work with them when they when we all worked at I guess I can say it, Freedom Scientific.
what is he saying?
He said he used to work with.
Well, you know what's funny? I'll tell you what's. I'm laughing now. I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Freedom Scientific said. To right to my face.
Nobody
listens to Blind Me On Radio. I never heard of the people.
We're all retired for several years now.
Yeah.
That's why.
They said, nobody at Freedom. So I asked around, nobody who's blind listens to your show. I said, well, I'm sorry.
That may be true. I don't know, but we're all retired for several years now.
So Hal, do you know the song, Hal?
Yeah, what's the name of the song, Hal?
Oh,
he just called us hello then.
Not the name of the song. You wanted the artist.
Who's
the artist?
That's
right.
There you go.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Hal.
Oh, well, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Make sure you give your information to Chris off the air. And the good folks will get that sent out to you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I want to talk to Robert. Hal, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Hal, hold on one moment, all right?
Many people talking.
I want to talk to Robert.
Okay, so Robert disconnected.
Robert.
That's too bad.
Robert, I want to talk to you. We haven't spoken to you for years, Robert.
But I do have Sherry and Sheila.
Yeah, but Robert, we haven't spoken to Robert in a long time from Valley Forge. I missed him.
We can say hi to Sherry. We know her, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been talking to Sherry in a long time.
Robert's a long time. Well, he was a long time listener, but we haven't heard from him in a long time. I miss him.
Actually, Robert listened to Blind Matters also.
Yeah, but we miss him. Robert, we miss you. Call back, Robert. I want to talk to you. I want to say hello, Robert. If you're listening, call back, Robert. I want to talk to you. I miss you.
So who else do you want to say hello to, Debbie? And
how about Sherry, if she's still
on? How about Sherry?
Say hi.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Grant and Debbie. Oh, it's so cool to hear from you guys. This is great.
Yeah, well,
haven't talked to you since the Newsline days.
The Newsline days. That's right. He was my helper, man. He was great. Debbie, I didn't know you did the description. That's really interesting.
I've written to you a couple of times with some... I've written to you a few times on one of the lists about stuff with the iPhone and the thermostats and things like that. So, yeah, you're really involved
there every now and then. Yeah,
right.
But I'm about to go from transcription from 40 years where I started out with the typewriter and IBM Selectric, and I'm quitting that job and I'm going to do customer service with Lighthouse Central Florida.
So great for you.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the money is not good in transcription. You were right, Debbie. There just isn't much work. And maybe some people are. There's still a lot of doctors who dictate, but the work is slow and kind of,
pretty soon we're going to have AI doing it. That's
not
a scary thought.
Well, Sherry, wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, good luck, Sherry.
Good luck, Sherry.
Thank you. Good to hear from you guys. It's so cool to hear about you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sherry. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Robert.
He's not there.
Robert.
Come on, Robert. Call back. Michael
call
wants
back,
to talk
Robert.
To you.
And listen, Robert, And the next trivia, you should know it. Call in. We'll put you on first if you call back, Robert.
Second hour.
We'll put you on first if you know it. You should know it. It's an easy one. Anyway, back to
Debbie and Grant.
Grant, yes.
Hey, Grant, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Let's see. Let me think. Knock on my head. I'm not there yet.
It wasn't Freedom Scientific.
No. But I'm not there yet.
But who was buried in Grant's tomb?
I don't know.
Yes, you
Other
do.
Than Grant.
Well, that's
Ulysses
who it was.
S. Grant.
Ulysses Grant.
Yeah. Ulysses S. Grant.
Yep. So, Michael, how are you feeling? Are you doing
I was
better?
Feeling good to you. I was feeling good until you mentioned freedom.
See, I told Grant we should say a producer of a major screen reader, like they do on TV, you know. I work for a major bank or something, they say. Oh, goodness.
To this day, they won't give us the time of day.
Well.
Nope.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who are afraid to try to use a computer, Michael. And so, you know, you're not the only one.
About and what?
That doesn't about use a computer.
Not wanting to use a computer.
No, I'm not talking me. I'm talking about Freedom Scientific. They wouldn't give
I know,
the time
but,
radio show time
but
of day.
But there are a lot of people who don't want to use a computer. And so the ones who do want to use computers pretty much know about all these things.
Oh,
I hear the.
Dare I disagree with you? Dare I disagree with you? Because the difference is, don't forget, we're talking to a lot of people, okay? And not everybody knows Freedom Scientific. Some people do, a lot of people don't. It's like the old story, you know, if you talk about, let's say, Lighthouse in Central Florida, or even Pinellas County Lighthouse. You take any lighthouse you want. Does everybody who's blind know Lighthouse Pinellas County? The answer is no, they don't.
No.
They don't. You think they do, but they don't.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a new caller.
Lynn?
Yes.
A new caller.
Jim Lynn, can we pick up Jim Warman?
Sure, absolutely.
I heard the system say Jim Warman's name.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not hearing that. Wow. You gotta,
it just said Jim from Clearwater.
Jim from Clearwater, yeah.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
Can
hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, listen, I just want to say you Downies have the radio voices that I really envy, both of you.
Oh, well,
thank you,
Jim.
You're very kind.
If I had a voice like you or Debbie, I would be in the radio business. So,
Jim, you're not far from it, my man.
Oh, you're great.
You really are.
I'll tell you. It's nice seeing you guys on there. I'm sure that Michael appreciates it big time.
And Michael, this is our new president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind, Jim Warman.
I just stood up and saluted him. El Presidente!
Hey.
Welcome.
Nice to meet you,
Jim. Nice to meet you, Jim.
Okay. Hey, you guys have a good evening, and I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Keep tuning in.
All right. We have Gary from Winter Park.
Gary from Winter Park's on the line. Gary from Winter Park. Gary, you're on the line.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, let go, too. Gary, let go.
Oh,
Gary. Let go.
Gary. Okay.
So, Robert, give us a call back. Gary, go ahead and give us a call back as well. And I am still waiting on... I'm still waiting on Mary from Boynton Beach and Ross from Pompano
That's
Beach
right.
to give me a call.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You know, it's a shame, you know, we didn't know. Did you know that Donna Summer died, you know, Donna Summer?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It said she was born in 1948 and died in 2012.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't either until I looked up the song for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't dead air. That's terrible. I didn't say that, Michael.
Yeah, I didn't say that. She said it, not me.
I did. Yep, I did.
That anyway, is funny. So. I'm sorry.
That's not funny.
Anybody else, Chris? Because it's almost the top of the hour. Is there anybody else?
Yep. No,
We're
not right
up
now.
On break time.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Not quite.
Robert.
We missed you, Robert.
Yeah.
Please call in, Robert. Calling Valley Forge. Come back.
And listen, folks, the second hour is going to be a fun show. And part of this, we got, besides trivia and everything else, we're going to have a panel with Peter talking about the famous, well, what can I say? It's not so famous anymore, Spectrum, but Spectrum is the number one, well, the, very important to us as far as paying the bills, but Spectrum is very important to us. So it's going to have a panel, and the panel is going to be Spectrum users. So stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show, second hour. It's going to be a fun part. God bless Spectrum. Yep.
And if you still want to call in and say hi or ask a question, the phone number to call is 407-894-1680.
That's 407-894-1680.
The operator is standing by.
The reason why I said Spectrum is famous, but then not so famous, is because everybody knows now. Now they're on the radio show for a long time. Everybody knows Spectrum. And everybody knows Peter. And everybody knows his son, Leonardo. Even he became famous.
And I have a feeling Peter's listening. We'll be talking to you soon, Peter. And we have four people on the panel on the other side of the top of the hour. We'll still be talking to Debbie and Grant. And more trivia. Right. You never know what else.
You know, I learned something today. That famous, she said, listen to Blind Me On, you'll learn something. Mm-hmm. I never knew there was a song called Louise.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, I learned something today. Louise.
Louise had a great voice.
Yeah, she did.
She did. She belongs to a small group. I think they do a cappella. I don't know if they're that active anymore, but she also is on karaoke that they have on the AC.
We're going to go to break. Oh. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's time for a break. Don't go away. We listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.